Time now for the World Series. The teams are set. After 7 arduous games with the New York Mets, the St. Louis Cardinals won the National League title Thursday night. They faced the Detroit Tigers, who made quick work of the Oakland A's, beating them in 4 straight games last Saturday to become American League champs. The two teams took very different paths to get here, but they'll meet in Detroit tonight to decide whether St. Louis or Detroit will get the parade. Joining us now for the World Series preview is our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport. Hello, Ron.
Hi, Andrea.
Ron, despite everything that I just said, I know almost nothing about what I'm talking about, so go gentle on me. I usually cover Capitol Hill.
You don't need to understand baseball to understand the World Series.
That's true.
That's America. It's
to some
America,
extent,
Andrew.
It's true. The entire series between the Mets and the Cardinals, it came down to the 9th inning of the 7th game, tied 1-1.
Oh, the poor Mets, Andrea. Bases loaded, bottom of the 9th. Winning run on base, and Carlos Beltran stands there and takes a call 3rd strike to end the season. Right now, you can almost hear Mets fans walking around the city muttering to themselves, "Swing the bat!" But all hail the Cardinals, Andrea, honestly. Yadier Molina's homer in the 9th, top of the 9th, to break open just an excruciatingly tense game. That's the stuff that dreams are made of. That's the stuff that puts teams in the World Series.
Will the World Series all come down to the pitching?
You know, the Tigers' pitching has been just swell. They got Kenny Rogers, who's only about 100 years old. They have some good young pitchers who came into the fray this year and really did well. But the Cardinals, they're very strange. You know, they've been anchored during the playoffs by Jeff Weaver, who won 8 games during the regular season and has already won 3 in the playoffs.
And he's cheap to beat.
Well, there you go. And they ran him out of Los Angeles, a couple of years ago. But yeah, the pitching is very, very important in a series like this.
A huge part of the World Series this year is also the story of these two managers, the Cardinals' Tony La Russa and Jim Leland for the Tigers. Leland was actually out of baseball for a while, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. You know, Andrew, I was working in Chicago in the 1980s when Tony La Russa was managing the White Sox, and he made Jim Leland his third base coach. And I don't think I have ever seen a manager and a coach closer than they were. They went everywhere together. Whenever you saw one, you saw the other, at the ballpark and away from the ballpark.
So these guys know each other so well. I mean, is that a disadvantage?
No, I think it's an advantage, and I think it's going to be the game within the game within the game, if you will, to see them trying to outfox the other. And I wouldn't be surprised if La Russa knows what Leland does, and Leland, just to cross them up, does the opposite, and vice versa. I really think these are two very cerebral guys. So, yeah, they're going to be trying to analyze each other as managers as well as each other's players and their own players. It'll be fun to watch.
So is this a Tigers series to lose?
I think so. You know, Andrea, I grew up as a long-suffering Tigers fan. Mm-hmm. Are there any other kind? And to see a team that lost 119 games only 3 years ago have the kind of season they're having now and the kind of playoffs they're having. The only thing that would be better for Detroit is if General Motors and Ford started selling cars again. And the Tigers are really on a roll. They've won 7 straight games over the Yankees and the A's. So, yes, I think it is their series to lose. I really think that they're the favorites and that they ought to be.
Our own sports commentator, Ron Rappaport. Ron, thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll be right back.